What do we do in the hospital? What do we do in the clinic? What do we do in the doctor's office? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with a thought for today on what do we do in the hospital? That's a good question. It's a question that many of us ask and wonder, what do we do? Well, I have mentioned this before, and I'll mention it a million zillion times more, I'm sure, because I am going to be talking and sharing a million zillion times with the world for a million zillion years, and a million zillion whatevers. Isn't it wonderful to live immortality and enjoy it now? What do you do to the in the hospital? Now, Ellen is going to go to the hospital, and Ellen has the sniffles. And so she's going to the hospital because she has the sniffles. And when she gets in the hospital, she says, "Doctor, I have the sniffles." And the doctor says, "Wow, we will put you in the sniffles ward so that you can have more sniffles." She says, "I don't want more sniffles." And the doctor says, "Well, ma'am, what do you want? You said you have the sniffles, and I could only presume you want more sniffles." "Well, what I want is wholeness. I want to be whole and perfect." Oh, the doctor says, "Well, I'm sorry, but that's something you have to do at home. Here in the hospital, we just work with people who have problems that they want those problems to get worse until they die. And now, what do you want to do?" Now, I know this sounds irrational for me to say people want to die in the hospital, but they do. They go to the hospital almost as a last resort. Now, what is it that you do at home? At home, you say, "I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect." And then, when you can't handle it anymore, then you go to the doctor, you say, "Doctor, give me a pill. Give me something to take away the pain or whatever." And you go to the hospital, and you tell, "Oh, I got such pain." And they say, "Well, now, there's a lot of side effects to these drugs I'm going to give you, but we'll give you this drug, and it'll take away the pain. But it'll also give you a sore leg, and it'll give you other problems, you know." And you say, "Well, everything to get rid of the pain." Well, why don't you just say to the doctor, "Doctor, I think, and it's my understanding, that you're in the healing business. You're in the wholeness business. You sell wholeness. When people come to you, they say, 'Doctor, I would like to buy some wholeness. I would like to incorporate some wholeness into my life to go along with the wholeness that I have so I can be wholly whole. And I can be whole, holy.'" And the doctor says, "Well, now, aren't you a brilliant patient? You're one of the very few that ask for it in that way. Now, that's very easy to do. So, come, let's go into the wholeness room here." And so the doctor takes you into the wholeness room, and there's a cross up on the wall, and he says, "This is our chapel. This is where we speak our word. But I'm a Jew." "Well, then let's go over to the synagogue." "Or I'm a Mormon, or a Moram, an Islam." "And okay, let's go over to the Muhammad chapel." "Or I'm a Buddha." "Okay, let's go over to Buddha." Or, you know, whatever you name it, he names it. And you say to the doctor, "But doctor, we haven't left the room. You said we're going." He says, "Just a minute, I got to take down the symbol. I put up a symbol that represents whatever it is you feel. But doctor, why don't you leave them all up? And then I got all those things working for me." "Hey, that's a cool idea. Thank you very much. I'll leave them all up because anybody who comes in here knows that they're represented, you know, and that their faith is represented here. Now, what does faith do to you? Does faith say to you, you are an evil person and therefore you're ill? Does faith say to you that you are a worthless person and therefore you are ill? Does faith say to you that you are a beautiful person and that you are divine and therefore you are whole and perfect at all times?" "Well, my faith doesn't say I'm whole and perfect at all times, but I like that idea, you know. Is there anything that I can do with just that idea? I'm whole and perfect at all times," without saying my faith and stuff like that. Because, you know, every faith doesn't teach that. But the doctor says, "Oh, yes, yes, just a minute." He pulls a curtain and covers all the symbols. And he said, "Now, watch. close your eyes, and then I'll tell you when to open them. So the patient closes his eyes, and the doctor says, all right, open your eyes. Oh, doctor, that is beautiful. Oh, doctor, that is beautiful. One single white light is shining from behind the curtain, through the curtain, and radiating out throughout all the curtain. So the whole room is lit by this beautiful starlight. Oh, doctor, that is so great. And the doctor says, if you can visualize that light inside of you instead of outside of you, then you're home perfect.
Wow.
So you start today visualizing that light coming from inside you. You can look at it outside, that's okay, but visualize it coming from inside of you, and then you will never be sick again in your life. People who are never sick a day in their life live by their own inner light. And this hospital is designed by the God Unlimited University of Healing organization, who are teaching that our inner light is something we turn on the switch for ourselves. But we have to know or feel that it is there to turn on the switch. So you can give thanks to those wonderful people at the God Unlimited University of Healing, because they brought this forth and they give this to you today so that you can live in this beautiful way. And what are hospitals for? Hospitals are for reminding us that we don't want to be sick, and that we go home and we pick up our bed and we walk, and we realize that as we look to our own inner light, that wholeness is ours forever. Oh, doctor, do you do this for all patients? Oh, yes. I do this for all patients. Well, you must be very busy. No. Because I don't have a lot of patients. I have a lot of sick people that come in here, and they're not interested in their own light. They're only interested in the pill. You were interested in your own light, and you are my true patient. So, have a lovely day, and know that you're the master. You're the one who looks at that light and finds that light and lives that light and experiences that light and is whole and perfect right now. Have a lovely day, and know I love you, I love you, I love you.